get up with Cass and Bodge.
Oh, wow.
Second to last show, Cass.
Oh, God, it's really come around quick, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. No, like, honestly, this is happy Thursday, but also happy second last day. What are you going to do without me? You going to be right?
Well, there's nothing I can do. I know for a fact we haven't got any champagne here.
To be sad or to celebrate?
To, well...
Bodge.
No.
Don't rile me up at six.
We wouldn't do that. I know you've had a bad morning. You've had a bad night, in fact.
I've had a bad, like, yeah, not 24 hours, but pretty close to that.
In fact, you and I are deciding this morning who's had the worst 12 hours out of the pair of us. We've both got situations at the moment.
Like, look, they're relatable situations, but they're ones that we don't want to be in.
I don't know if they're relatable.
They are.
No.
Surely people are idiots like us.
No one does what you did last night.
Come on, they do. They do.
Actually, I did, but not. I'm not everyone, so it's all good.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll chat about that next. Who's had the worst 12 hours?
Dee McCarthy also joining us for more Hollywood goss. Can't wait for that. How much have we got after 8 o'clock in the 5 in 10?
200 today.
$200, so stick around for that as well. ZFM this morning. Good morning.
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast here.
ZFM this morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Cass, you had a rough evening, rough night.
Yeah, look, Bodge, as you know, it's like I've only got a couple more days left.
No. Don't give me that. Hold on. What did you do? You parked somewhere you shouldn't have parked.
No, I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to use excuses.
Sounds like it.
No, I'm trying to say my head wasn't in the right space. I accidentally parked somewhere that I shouldn't have parked.
Yeah.
And my car got locked in somewhere.
Now, this is, funnily enough, the same place I've done it at.
Now, I wasn't trying to copy you. When did you do this?
A while back. I'll find it. I'll find the audio.
Oh my God. Like, honestly, I also didn't see the car. So when I came outside of the pub, I was like, see you guys. Have a good night. Cheers. And one of my friends was like, oh, look, your car's parked in, Cass. I was like, haha, it's funny.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it. So at least I didn't walk outside and see it by myself and have that realization then. I'm happy they were there because I went through the emotions of, oh God. How do I get home? How do I get to work? All of that kind of stuff. It was just frustrating. You know what I mean?
And then I get a little text message. Bodge.
No, don't do a voice.
Hey, my best friend. Can you save me in the morning? Can you get up extra super early and come all the way to my place, which is totally out of your way?
We were still late.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were. So, look, you came and got me, which was good. But also, not only that, and this isn't an excuse, Bodge, but I've been packing for, like, the last couple of days. And last night, I actually didn't realise the time, and I checked, and it was about 12:15, and I was still packing. And I was like, oh, I'll get to bed by at least 10:30. And I was just sitting upstairs packing, but I didn't have my clock upstairs on my phone.
Yeah, right.
I was just on, a roll. I was like Marie Kondo up in there. I was doing her technique.
Yeah, okay, but you've locked your car in.
Yeah.
I've come to your rescue, obviously.
Oh, God.
Is that all that you've had happen in the last 12 hours? I know you're packing to leave, but, you know.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
If that's all.
I also bought, I was supposed to buy as gifts, as like parting gifts with a couple of people, not you, a bottle of red and a bottle of scotch, and I bought two scotches.
Yeah.
Is that all right, stupid?
Yeah,
that is annoying, and I didn't get the receipt.
Let's go back just a couple of steps. What do you mean you bought? Who did you buy presents for?
No, I'm not telling you.
I saw one in the car.
Yeah.
When I picked you up, I'm like, oh, wow, she's got a bottle of something. I didn't even realise it wasn't for me. I didn't even think about that. It's only now that you're saying that I'm like, well, hang on a second. Am I getting gypped here?
No, so you thought that was for you and I was going to leave it in your car.
I was going to say, I was...
It's for Lee. I got it for Lee.
Did you actually?
A newsreader, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank him. I'm getting you something different.
No, I don't want anything now. It's all good.
Just because it's not liquor.
Nah, and do you know what? I had a worse last 12 hours than you did.
You didn't.
I'll explain next.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
With Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. And Cass, you were talking, obviously, just before, had a very strenuous, very draining, dramatic, strenuous, whatever you want to call it, last 12 or so hours.
Well, I mean, I was packing till 12:30 and then I had my car locked in somewhere and you had to pick me up and you're saying that you had a worse 12 hours, Jason Bodger.
Well, all you have to do is like, just put yourself in my shoes for one moment.
Oh, here we go.
I want you to put yourself in my shoes. Pretend you've got glorious facial hair. And just think about that. I was making fun of my housemate, Lauren.
Don't make fun of Lauren.
No. Because there's a mouse in the house, apparently. And I'm like, oh. I was opening cupboards and I was recording it on my Instagram. I thought this would be funny. So I opened a cupboard and I was like, ah, ah, ah. And then she's like, ah, and she's screaming or whatever, and it's all fun. And then I go down and sit down at the family table when I decide to start eating my food. And what happens to run past my leg but the mouse? What do you reckon?
You thought
I did?
She was kidding.
No. I saw the mouse run past and I jumped up and kneed the table from underneath while screaming like a little girl. Obviously, she.
I can see this now.
She gets her revenge that way. But then I'm also quite, you know, I'm not scared of mice. I just don't like things that are small and run at me.
Okay, so it didn't like run them. At you, Bodge. What you said to me is ran past you.
I may have threatened the mouse as well with a knife. I didn't see. I didn't know where it went. I knew it was behind the coffee table or, you know, wherever it is behind the.
You think that this is bad?
So I was like, well, it's bad, but it doesn't end there.
Okay, what else happened?
We're out of hot water.
You're out of.
So I've come into work today in a state that I wouldn't normally.
Stinky.
Well, not stinky, no. Because I loaded up on the old deodorant. But everyone's been in this situation before where they've had to go out or to work or whatever, and they're like, oh, I haven't had a shower, I can't do it.
To your defense, ready, strap into this one.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I would rather stink than have a really cold shower, like on a morning like today when it's freezing.
Stuff that. The last, because as soon as you do it, even though you get dry, the minute you step out of it and the minute you go outside, you're colder than you were.
Yeah.
Like it hits his skin and the body remembers, oh, I had cold water on me just a minute ago. I'm going to have to make him extra cold this morning.
And you know what I do? I G up when I'm getting in the shower when it's really cold. I just scream. It's like also when I'm running into the beach if it's really cold. I just scream because that takes away from the cold. I don't know. So I would have woken up your whole neighborhood.
Lucky you live like by yourself.
Okay,
how are your neighbours so happy with you?
They love me.
I know.
They really do.
Aren't you a godmother or something already for like some new kid?
No. They just had a baby though on the weekend. Mm. I'm not the godmother, but no. I mean, like, hey, it would be nice.
You've got time.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with...
Are we ready?
Cass and Fudge.
On the Mid-North Coast here.
My backside feels really sore at the moment.
You're going to talk it up now.
It's not sore at all.
Oh, it is then.
So Cass was getting really excited off air, and she was doing things to my bottom that was making me really sore. Don't look at me like that. It's true. Now, we've been watching the footage like the rest of the nation of that copper who was doing a press conference, and then he turned around.
He was like a head sergeant.
Yeah, and then he tackled everyone saying he should play like for the Origin team. Because
maybe join New South Wales because they need the help.
And he tackled that bad guy. Well, it's true.
It's true. Yeah. Look, he tackled that bloke who he actually... This guy was a random off the street.
Well, he wasn't just a random. He'd just come out of the courthouse.
Oh.
And he'd said something.
Derogatory.
He said some derogatory comments to someone's 16-year-old daughter, and the dad started chasing him. And then the cop. So this guy, before he'd gone in the courthouse, had already come over and said something to the cops having their press conference about wasting time.
Yes.
So then he got tackled, and it was a glorious tackle.
It wasn't like a little something something. It was like this sergeant or detective had senior sir had come up and just like put him on the ground, flattened him.
I think he had a little bit of claret coming out of his
head.
Skull.
He either must have had some scab or some dry skin. Yeah. He might need to use some Head and Shoulders or something.
But you've taken inspiration from this, and you're like, oh, I'm irritated this morning. I'm like, do you want to punch something? She's like, yes. And then I said to her, I was like,
I was punching the pillow.
I was like, do you want to punch your good mate Bodge? And then she just, not even a breath, and she's like, yes. So I tensed up. I let her punch my arm. She's trying to do it through a pillow.
No, I said, I'll do it through a pillow to be nice. Yep. But I said, God, I've got a good kick.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, can I kick you in the ass? And I said,
well, it doesn't hurt. I know it doesn't hurt in the ass.
No, it doesn't.
And you've got a lot of padding, so it's like, stop complaining.
What do you mean a lot of padding?
Everyone knows you've got a Kim Kardashian bum.
It is a badonkadonk.
Maybe more Cardi B.
No, don't even, no.
Or like...
J-Lo.
No.
Come on.
You don't have a J-Lo ass.
I do.
No.
It's fantastic. It's just, it's perky and bulbous.
Tim's actually, if you've seen it in photos.
Seen it.
You've seen it. It kind of has started to sag under.
But hers is fake.
And I think that that's what is happening to yours.
Cassandra, you piece of work.
Need...
How dare you say, it is firm like mutton. You're making out like it's a bag of soot. Get
up with Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast hit. Now
at hits.com.au.
Oh, Cass, second to last time you get to talk to Dinos.
Oh, my goodness.
Good faring?
Morning, Dean.
Right? Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning, mate.
How you going, Dean?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're going all right. We're going good. We need this goss from you. What's going on with Meghan and Harry? This is huge stuff, Dean.
Okay, drama. There's actual drama in paradise. Here's the deal, right? So basically, Meghan and Harry have left the joint charity they had with Will and Kate. So the four of them were all a part of this charity. They two have left, and it's very unusual and unexpected because they only did a press conference on it recently and they were going to make it their annual press conference. And so they left, and no one really knows why. But, you know, they were like the statement was, oh, you know, we're going to, you know, our own way to kind of like, you know, focus on our own different things that we want to focus on. Something is up. Something is really, really
something
up. Something is up. And, yeah. There's a real
rift. It's been brewing for a little while now. We've been hearing bits and pieces about it, how they want to move out. And the thoughts go straight to the girls and that they might not be gelling because obviously the brothers have got a bond stronger than you would expect.
Well, they've been kind of portrayed that way to us, that like the girls are having the issues. It's probably true, but I mean, this whole charity thing, as you said, so there was a statement released, Dean, and now everything's hit the fan and Meghan and Harry have left.
Oh, well.
That's right. So, yeah. Stay tuned. We'll see how this kind of unfolds.
Right now, I got an issue, Dean. I got an issue with Scary Spice.
So do I. And you know what? So do many others. Let's talk about this. This is really brutal. So as you know, of course, Mel B accidentally said on stage the other night, see you Australia in February. Six words that have sent the entire world into a freeze. And then, of course, on the other day on our very own network, she confessed that she didn't really mean it and she's kind of just throwing it out there. People are really upset about it. People are genuinely disappointed about it because if you're a massive Spice Girls fan, imagine being told something like that and then having it taken away from you. Like, it actually is really disappointing for massive Spice Girls fans.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
I don't know. I don't think it was very
like,
cool.
Like, hello, me.
I like the idea that it could be a really, really new and creative, successfully executed marketing ploy, and
that it will
happen, and that she maybe she wasn't meant to say anything, but maybe it was going to happen anyway, and then they'll go, do you know what? Let's just run with this, and then it will look like Mel B has obviously caused them to come down under. I don't know.
I just hope that Jerry or none of the other Spice Girls leave before they actually get here, because that's as we know, when they were touring the UK ages ago, Ginger Spice left.
Yeah. She's the hottest one.
I know.
Let's see if she actually comes here, Dean. If they do, will you come back?
Oh, yes. I would love it. I'd come back for sure.
Who's the best Spice Girl? Come on, Dean.
Victoria Beckham.
Do you think that as well, Cass?
Yeah.
Why?
Everybody knows that Posh is the best Spice Girl.
She was always so bland. Give me Ginger any day of the week.
All right, spice up your life, Dean.
We'll see you later, mate.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Now, we're talking to a lady, Cass. She's come up with a mum hack. She's on the line with us. Her name is Laura. Hello.
Nice to speak with you.
We've seen your article, and we know, like, snotty noses is something that no one really gets around, but you have a side hustle that's actually gone gangbusters. Tell us a bit about it.
I do. It is no longer a side hustle. It is a fully fledged real business with real people in Brisbane packing their little hearts out to get snotty aspirators and all sorts of other great cool gadgets for good health and good sleep out to Aussie families. But it definitely did start with the battery powered snot sucker.
Okay, can I just ask, like, a snot sucker? This is hilarious. Oh my God.
Laura, First off, you're an amazing speaker, and I'm losing this co-host in about a day's time. You don't want another job to add to your list of many jobs.
Another side hustle. Well, mums are good multitaskers, but I just don't know if I can squeeze it in right now.
I know. I'm a 24-hour job. I'm like another child.
Yeah, Laura, I don't know. He needs a snotty nose sucker too.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
Hey, well, can I ask, Laura, so what actually got you into this? You're a mum yourself. Did you have any snotty nose explosions that led you to think, I need to actually get something happening here?
Oh, short answer, yes. I had a baby in 2008, another baby in 2010, and another baby in 2012. So by 2013, I was living in Snotsville. It was beyond anything. It was just regular colds. I mean, no one has a serious medical condition or anything like that. It was just the regular colds that kids get any time of the year. And I saw this little device advertised in a parenting magazine. I thought, it probably won't work. You know, you spend so much money on all sorts of stuff at the chemist that never works. And I thought, I'm just going to buy it and see. Okay, it changed my life. It fixed the problem. The snot was suctioned out. The baby could breathe and feed and sleep better. Even the toddler could as well. And I just thought, this is brilliant. I used it and raved about it to my friends for about a year. And then I lost the nozzle. So I had to get in contact with the distributor and said, I need another nozzle. He said, yeah, sure, no problem. Also, we're interested in work from home reps who love the product to sell it to their friends and family. You know, like a bit of a sort of like an old school Avon lady, you know, you buy some stock and you sell it to your friends. And I was a primary school teacher. I was on leave from that, just doing the kid thing full time at home. And I thought, well, I've been telling everybody about this product for the last year. I may as well start selling them myself. And I bought my first box. And as they say, the rest is history.
Do you know what? It's a sad thing when you say, do you remember the Avon ladies? Like, my mum was an Avon lady. I forgot that it all stopped.
I've got one. This is a question, okay? This is kind of gross. What happens when you need to clean it?
You just twist the plastic collection cup off, stick it all under the hot tap, rinse it, done, waterproof, put it back together, and it's ready to go again. You're not touching snot. You're not dealing with any of that. It just rinses under the tap, and it's done.
Oh, this is great news. I might be able to go and see my niece and nephews now.
And just say, I got you a present. Stick it up under their nose.
It is the perfect baby shower or birthday present for a new mum, because we spend hundreds of dollars on cute outfits and, you know, all of gorgeous hats and all these wonderful things for kids. They're cute, but they're not practical. So if you've got a new mum in your life, seriously, give her something that will make her life easier, and that is a battery-powered snot sucker for winter.
Nice. Okay. Well, where do we find them? Have you got one, like, link or something we can go to?
Oh, absolutely. Come and see us, snottynoses.com.au. We've got all your gadgets for good health and good sleep.
Thank you so much.
Tag me on Instagram if you do anything cool with the snot sucker.
We will.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Laura. Really appreciate it. And we've both learned something.
Go the snotty. Thanks, guys. See you.
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
You and I have been having a little discussion, obviously, about because you used a phrase, I've used a phrase before that they're not quite Australian, obviously.
No.
You lived in the US for a time. Was it 6 months, was it?
Yeah, it was about 6 months.
And I had dated a girl from the US, and we lived together for a little bit over a year. So we were using, I said, instead of going to the shops, I said, I'm going to the store.
Yeah,
and things like that. Things that might sound a little bit strange. I mean, the things I say are a bit weird anyway. But
well, you pick up these things when you're living with people, or if you're spending a lot of time with different people, I guess.
Well, different backgrounds, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got Greek heritage, and I'm always saying, like, little things that some are in Greek and some aren't, that just other people don't get. And they're like, oh, what does that mean? But one thing that doesn't happen to me is my accent doesn't change. Have you ever known anyone to have their accent change when they're hanging around with people?
I don't want to stitch him up, but Lee Jolo, we were downstairs getting a coffee, as we do, and his accent changed when he asked for a coffee. And this is actually something that really does.
Like what?
He's allowed to because he's Italian. But if it was anyone else, I would call him on it straight away.
Was he like frappe?
No. So yeah. So if someone comes up and they're talking like this, and they go, "I'll have a caffè latte." So just say latte. Just say latte.
And what did Lee say?
Just say a flat white in a glass or whatever it is.
Well,
it's pretty much all it is.
But it's hard. Like, say, for example, you know, what a moussaka is. I've spoken to you about that before. It's like the Greek lasagna.
Yeah.
Right? And people go, moussaka, or like mouskaka, and they say it like that. And I'm like, because kaka is poo
is
in
it?
Greek.
Oh, is
yeah.
It?
So, firstly, it tastes delicious, so don't even say that.
Kaka.
Yeah.
All right. Moussaka's eggplant, isn't it?
It's not moussaka. Yeah, it's eggplant, yeah, is in it, and potato and mince.
Yeah, but you've got that kind of, you're allowed to do that because you've got the background.
Well, when people say gyro, what? It's a gyro.
No, it's just
is it tzatziki for me?
Tzatziki.
That's all right.
Yeah, but you see, in South Australia, a kebab is a gyros.
Any kebab.
And then you get people call it a gyro because that's how it looks written in English, but that's still gyros.
Oh, my God. I can't deal with that.
I'm just saying. Just saying. But you being over in the US, did you bring anything back language-wise?
I would honestly, and it sounds annoying now, and it sounds like something that I was just, like, paying myself out about or just taking the mickey out of, but I would always be like, hey, y'all, and I would actually start to say...
I've heard you say it.
It was something that really happened a lot because I was in the south of America, South Carolina.
Yep.
But all the southern girls would just be like, hey, y'all. And they just wouldn't, every time.
That would do my head in.
It started as a joke. I was basically paying them out and they knew it because I was like, I can't deal with it. And then it cottoned on.
Cultural differences, though, there are some things in the US particularly that they don't like that we do heaps here.
Right, now, kangaroos.
I don't want to, go down a path where we say naughty words, but there's one specific word that, you know, over the years has been a kind of a favourite to mine. I've used it a lot less in the last couple of years because I've grown up a bit, but
what?
I use it in a friendly and fun way.
What?
It's the bad one. It's the one that they don't like over there.
The really bad one.
That stereotypically Australians use just when they're talking to their mates.
Starts with A?
It doesn't matter what it starts with, but, you know.
Four-letter word?
Look, if you see what I'm talking about, all right. If you see what I'm talking about, you'll know. So, see. But I don't say it as much anymore. But they hate it. It's like, it's
absolutely
literally.
Hate it.
It's literally like.
Especially in the South, they hate it.
Really?
Yes.
It's weird, though, because it's just like it's. I mean, it's not accepted here. I mean, you wouldn't say it in front of children, but, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of people, maybe it's just my mates, just don't bat an eyelid. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think it's like stereotypical that Australians just kind of mouth off a little bit more. But we're nice. We're nice people,
y'all.
Yeah,
we use it nice ways. So 13, 12, 16, put the call out as well. If you've come back from somewhere, you've been living with someone from somewhere else, what words, what phrases, what sounds have you picked up? Sometimes it's just a simple,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you're not black enough to do that.
Well, why did you do it?
Because I am
You're
black
whiter
enough.
Than me.
No.
Oh, nope.
Get up with Cass and Bodge
on the Mid-North Coast hit.
Hit FM this morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey, Norman, Port Macquarie and Cass. It is now that time, the last time we get to do this together.
Hit review. The S is silent because we can't swear on radio.
You can do whatever you want now.
All right,
You leave after tomorrow. If you didn't know that, Cass's last show is tomorrow. We'll be doing it atop of North Brother Mountain.
Oh, yes, please do come down up. We'll be on the top of the mountain and say hi. But first, let's do some hit review right now. Your chance to win two tickets to Majestic Cinemas.
13, 12, 16, when you think you know what the film is that Cass is talking about. Cass, please do take it away.
Okay, so there was a single gal. She was pretty unlucky in love. She had a bakery, actually, and the GFC hit. Then, you know, went under. She had to stop doing what she loved. She started working at a jewellery store.
Oh.
And she wasn't very good at it because... One of the owners actually said, look, you need to give the face of love, not the face of hate, basically. And he was like, you look like you're having menstrual cramps, not the face of love.
Then I don't recall any of this from the film.
What? Yeah, it's the best bit.
Is it?
Well, it's one of the best bits. The whole movie's great. And look, what continues to happen is she actually has to be the maid of honour for her best friend. Because her life has fallen to crap, she starts to actually make the whole wedding about herself.
Right.
But look, she's trying. She has this singing competition with the new best friend. Mm-hmm. Then she gets demoted from maid of honour.
Oh.
And then her roommate talks about, you know, English McMuffins. Put your sausage in my English McMuffin.
Okay, all right.
I'm saying.
We're going to take a call. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, my name's Sam.
Sam, hey, where Sam. Are you calling from, Sam?
Port Macquarie.
Beautiful, all right.
Oh, wait, Sam, before you go, I forgot to mention the best bit.
What? Go on, all right.
They diarrhea in the street.
Oh my god!
In a wedding dress.
Oh, I'm guessing you know what the film is.
It's Bridesmaids.
Winner.
Wow.
Absolute favourite movie.
Isn't it good? What's your favourite bit? Honestly, I love the whole
thing. There's only one. Come on.
Oh, where she goes crazy on the plane.
Yeah.
Ready to party.
No, I'm Mrs. Iglesias.
Yes, Bodge.
Help me, I'm poor.
Yas queen. Yeah, no, seriously.
I think that gif of her saying, help me, I'm poor, that Healthy. One gif represented most of my 20s.
Oh, my God.
Sam.
100%.
Any films you're keen to see at the pictures at the moment?
I'd really like to go and see Aladdin.
Yes.
Oh, Will Smith. I have heard that he's just as hot blue as he is black. So
I don't doubt that. We don't doubt that.
All right. Well, Sam,
don't doubt that at all.
You're off to the movies. You get 2 tickets, and that's thanks to Majestic Cinemas, of course, Port Macquarie, Sawtelle, and Nambucca Heads. Loads of great films coming out as well. I think Detective Pikachu's done, but that's, you know.
Well, Rocket Man's still out.
Rocket Man, that's right.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, God.
And
so
the Pets one. What is it, Bodge?
Oh, Secret Life of Pets that's with it. Kevin Hart, yeah. All right. Well, Sam, stay on the line. We'll grab your details in just a sec. Cass. Well done. Very good. Good one to finish on as well for you.
Finish on a high and some diarrhea.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Hey, NFM, this morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Very quickly, Cass, you had a beautiful call from good old Bender.
It actually got me a little bit emotional, as I said before. But look, Bender just gave me a call and it was very, very nice. I'm honestly honoured. So shout out to you, Bender. You've been literally our favourite caller because you always... Oh, I'm sorry, but he has been. He calls always as something, even if he doesn't agree with us, always something that adds to the show. And he, even when you were away...
And he bought you that fish one time.
He bought me a fish and I kept it.
And no, you didn't. You took it back to the shop.
I
had to out you. I had to tell him about that live on air,
Bender,
and
I'm still devastated. I still feel guilty about it.
Poor bloke. No, he's been a part of the show.
And I wish Bender all the best. And can I tell you something? That was very nice.
It was very nice.
But look, we've got some not so good news, actually. We've got Lee Jollo in the studio right now.
Yes.
Hello, Lee.
Hello.
It's not good news that I'm in the studio.
This is the worst news of the day.
Actually, well, it's come at an awkward time because I ragged on you just before saying that you ordered a coffee. Coffee, you're like, can I have a latte?
Yeah. Well,
and you did. I just can't remember.
Sorry, Lee, can you do it? Was it actually a piccolo? Is that why as well?
A piccolo. Oh!
So he's Italian. He can do it, but, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I love Italian. Fair
enough. But, yeah. We have got something very serious to talk about. It's been in your news bulletins all morning, mate.
Yeah, this is probably one of the biggest stories Mid-North Coast has heard for quite a while. Bones have been recovered at Port Macquarie beaches. They're thought to be human, not confirmed, but they're undergoing some forensics testing. Searches have been carried out in recent days by police divers after the bones were found by spearfishers at Flynn's on Saturday and east of Nobby Head on Monday.
Right.
On each occasion, the bones were handed in to the Port Macquarie police station. Examinations and forensic testing is being carried out with hopes of getting samples for DNA analysis, the aim being to identify the person or persons, and we can expect some more searches
or persons,
by police.
So that could be more than one person.
Yeah,
really,
well, it's multiple bones, so you can't rule anything out, can you? So,
and look, an investigation like this, it could take weeks, it could take months.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I'm not a police officer, but I mean, if I was, I'd be like, oh, love, I'm going to be home late. I reckon this one's going to take a while. Be like you playing with it like Lego, trying to make it work out where it works.
Oh,
like a jigsaw puzzle.
Bodge.
Yeah.
Bodge.
No, I'm just saying. Hey, look, that is huge stuff, and that's going to probably play out for a little while while they investigate.
Well,
Lee,
you keep us updated on that one, okay?
Certainly will.
Have you ever found anything in your garden? Because we thought we discovered something in our my childhood house in the backyard, and we had to get the bone. They were bones.
Ew, like lamb chops?
No, it turned out to be animal bones. But when the police came around, they taped everything off. This was in South Australia.
Wow.
We're very paranoid down there. And, they said I remember them saying to Mum, they go, if this turns out to be human bones, we're going to have to dig up the entire, area.
Yeah.
Like, because it could be more of them. And then they I remember listening to them. I was only about 14. And the guy was saying to Mum, he's like, do you know, it could be just like an Indigenous burial ground. And we might just not know about it. It might be something and that's that was the bright side of it. Like, if they were human. Like, it could be something from a while back.
So how long did that whole process take?
They were searching the garden for about a week. And wow. they were doing some really... I spoke to some of them. They didn't all want to talk
to
me.
You wanted to go chat to them?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to find out what was going on because some of them were doing... They had, like, test tubes and stuff like that out there. And
I'm
I was
sorry, but can everyone just
out.
Can everyone just fathom Baby Bodge going and annoying these
14,
detectives?
14, mate.
Baby Bodge.
14.
Go, hello, what are you doing over here? Can you imagine? The only thing I've ever found in my backyard, Bodge, is, like, lamb bones because it's, like, we had a silver.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit. Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah,
let's go. All right, 13, 12, 16. If you'd like to play for $200 in the 5 in 10. Cass, you've got the question today, have you not?
I sure do. I'm very excited about this one.
Yeah, all right. Well, 13, 12, 16, the lines are now open.
$200 up for grabs. And can I tell you, I love a round number, Bodge. It's easy. What would you spend $200 on?
Probably... I don't know. I'd fritter it away on food, probably. Hello, good morning. Who we got there?
Kirsty.
Hey, Kirsty. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Port Macquarie.
Beauty. You know how 5 in 10 works?
Yep.
All right, Kirsty. Okay, you got 10 seconds and we need 5 correct answers, please. Could you please name for Bodge and I 5 movies starring Melissa McCarthy?
Sorry, I don't know.
That's all right.
Have a guess.
She's not one of my heroes. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's all right. I don't know either. I think she was in...
She was... the reason I did it, we were talking about Bridesmaids before. She's in Bridesmaids.
Right. She was in that.
I've been to 2 weddings this year already.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I was best man at one of them. That was a bit fun.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Best man. That's cool. Yeah, I was going to be, I got asked, and this is not a joke, I got asked to be someone's maid of honour because I was her best friend growing up and that her husband doesn't mind. He was like, yeah, that's fine. But the sad thing is I was good friends with both of them and he didn't want me in his groom's party. So I was like, oh, well.
She picked you.
Hey, look, thanks for having a go anyway. Sorry we couldn't give you the cash today.
That's all good.
All good.
Thanks, Christy. Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast hit. Bodge, I'm very excited that we got to fit this in before I have to head off. Now, we spoke a little while ago to Sky. Now, she has a little daughter called Willow, and you may have heard of Wish for Willow. And we've got her on the line at the moment. Good morning to you, Sky.
Good morning, Cass and Bodge.
Long time no speak. How have you been?
Look, we've had a massive journey in between our last catch-up, but we have been absolutely awesome.
So for those that missed out, just run us through the condition that Willow's got.
Sure. So Willow has a quite a rare hearing loss condition called atresia, which means Willow was born with no canals in both her ears, which meant obviously she had no access to sound. So we found a surgeon in America who miraculously can fix Willow's hearing loss. We've just ventured over there and had one of her ear surgeries done. Unfortunately, they've got to be done 6 months apart. And given you've got 2 ears, we do have to go back again later on in the year.
Yeah,
right. So, look, as you said, like hearing aids and things that can actually aid other people don't actually work for Willow. So that's why this was actually essential.
Is it a cochlear implant? Is it like that?
Well, no, because all Willow's, all her inner ear and her cochlear worked fine, she's not an actual candidate to have the cochlear implant. So, hence why Willow's condition is so rare. It's purely just that her canal is blocked. So she just needs her canals to be opened up and she would hear perfectly fine. Her hearing aids do amplify a little bit of sound through what they call a bone conduction, which means the sound travels through the bones behind the ears. But essentially, after Willow has this second surgery, she will no longer need to wear those hearing aids.
Oh, wow. So after the first surgery, obviously there was a lot of fundraising involved. It's quite strenuous and very draining, I expect, before you even fly over there.
That's correct, George. We had to raise like $55,000 for the first surgery.
Wow.
And we've come back and it's hit the ground running again and we're fundraising again for Willow's second year because it's just such a high cost. And then you've got the cost of living there because you're there for 6 weeks and all those expenses as well.
Yeah, this is
true. So you had to be there for 6 weeks and you've got another little girl as well, haven't you?
I do, little 10-year-old Michaela. So she came on the first trip, but she's opted to not come on the second one. She missed school too much.
Yeah. Oh, well, that is fair enough. She wanted to come see what it was all about. But look, so you've got to go back over. Do you know when you're going to head over this year?
Yeah, look, we're already booked in for the 1st of October. Given that Willow starts school next year, the surgeon really wanted to sort of push her to be done this year so she can start school next year unaided and starting a fresh new year with two new ears.
Now, that's incredible.
It is incredible. So after the surgery that's happened, like what changes have occurred since?
Oh, look, we see little miracle signs and I look at my husband and go, did you just see that? So we went to the beach the other day. And usually when we go to the beach, we have to take Willow's hearing aids out. And she doesn't hear the waves. So I'm always down really close to her and watch out, and grabbing her out of the way. Mm. The other day she had no hearing aids on and playing in the water. And obviously a wave sort of broke behind her on the shore. And she come running out of that ocean so fast. So for the first time, she actually heard the ocean and heard the wave break behind her. So that was a little bit of a teary moment.
You're making Cass cry.
Stop. No, that is
very cool. And like hearing aeroplanes flying over the house, that's happening all the time. So it's those little things that you take for granted, but we see with Willow and even hearing the television now, she repeats the songs that she's hearing on TV and she's a real little parrot at the moment.
And look, you were quite nervous when you came in. Like, you were very brave and you were very strong, but I could tell as a mum you were nervous about the whole situation of having to go to America.
Well, of course. It's your kid, isn't it?
Your little baby, exactly. Yeah. Now you have, like, you're just very excited about all this, which you could probably just, like, in a dream. You probably feel like you're in a dream.
Look, I feel like a lot of weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Doing that first one just really showed that, you know, A, the surgery was such a success, but, oh, I so nailed driving on the other side of the road in America. So I am full of confidence when I go back a second time.
Don't talk it up too much. I do that in this country.
Oh, look, so this is awesome. If anybody does want to help donate any funds at all, where can we go?
So Willow's got her own Wish for Willow Facebook page. Of course, she doesn't run that. I do.
But how old's Willow again?
she's quite good on technology, let me tell you. So we also have a bank account at Bendigo Bank in Port Macquarie if people would prefer to just walk in and donate. But the Wish for Willow Facebook page has got all details. We've got GoFundMe pages, and there's all the details of our upcoming fundraisers on there as well.
That's beautiful. Amazing. And you know what? Any events coming up, we happily put on the air for you, and we'll chat to you again and make sure that we help you out best
awesome,
we can.
Guys. And we appreciate your support.
Oh, no. And give Willow a hug from us, okay?
Oh, sure, Will. And best wishes for you too, Cass.
Oh, thank you very much, Skye. We really enjoyed having you on the show.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye. Get up with Cass and Butch on the Mid-North Coast Hit.